The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Have you been planning for your retirement? I mean, right now, 1.4 million Singapore residents are aged at least 50 years old. And statistics show that one in four Singaporeans will be aged 65 years and older by 2030. And it's up from one in eight currently. And so are Singaporeans doing enough to prepare for their retirement? And what else can we do to retire comfortably here in Singapore? And how are banks helping out in planning for one's retirement? And we have in the studio right now, Adam Tan, Head of Branch Distribution at Maybank Singapore, and also Christopher Tan, CEO of Provident and Executive Director of Money Owl. Well, gentlemen, welcome to the show. Good morning to you. Can you define retirement in Singapore's context for me? I mean, can we ever retire in Singapore? Maybe the two of you can take this question.
Retirement oftentimes is, some people think about it as a time whereby you no longer work. I don't think that's the case for many Singaporeans now. I think it's a time whereby, you know, if you work, it's because you choose to work and not because you have to. I would define retirement in Singapore more like a time whereby you don't have to worry about money anymore. You know, you can just slow down and do whatever you like. Yeah, so I think generally speaking, that's what retirement is.
Singapore defined pretty clearly. Retirement is at 62 years old and re-employment can go as far as 67. With Singaporeans getting healthier and stuff like that, I think it can go beyond that. It's really the time that you really choose not to work.
How can Singaporeans plan for their retirement? Again, when should one start? And does having a certain amount of money in your savings kind of ensure that you will have a good retirement? Or are there any other factors as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, if I reduce retirement into the reducible minimum, there are three things that one must have in retirement. Firstly, one must have a fully paid house. Secondly, one must have a suitable medical expense insurance. And thirdly, one must have enough money to give them a lifelong income stream. When planning for retirement, you know, got to make sure that, you know, when we buy a house, we can pay it off as soon as possible. And well, Singaporeans right now, all of us, we have this thing called MediShield Life, which is very basic hospitalization plan that allows us to stay in a B2 or C ward if we are down. But for the lifelong income stream part, you know, in Singapore, we have something called CPF Life. And actually, that's very important because at the core of every retiree portfolio, there must be an annuity, because an annuity is one of the very few instruments that can hedge against longevity risk. So I think in planning for retirement, the first thing for Singapore, we should start looking at our CPF, making sure that we can save enough so that, you know, when we retire, we have an annuity. And then only after we do that, we can consider investing for our retirement.
We should start as early as one starts working. Very simple analogy here. If you need 1 million in 10 years' time, you save 100,000 a year. But if you need it in 30 years' time, you only need it to save 33,000 a year. That makes a lot of difference. And the earlier one start, the better you can prepare yourself for it and wider suite of products and solutions that you can look out for. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we need to bear in mind.
Well, Adam, maybe you can continue to tell us a little bit more about Maybank's new program, Passion Plus, and how does it work and what are some of the benefits of Passion Plus?
At Maybank, we launched this Passion Plus program targeted at customers who are 50 years and above. And it is actually an integrated program that links our banking products and our lifestyle needs of our customers together. So that's the primary focus of the program. So the program starts off by offering our customers a basic savings account that offer higher interest. On top of that, free personal insurance, accident insurance, and permanent disablement insurance as long as they keep it above 30,000, and we offer them 0.25% higher interest for the time deposit, engage them in lifestyle talks and wealth-related topics like legacy planning and active aging and stuff like that. It's very well received by our customers so far.
Tell me, how is Maybank's program, different from other banks? And why the eligibility? Maybe this could be a question for Chris then. The first question is for you, Adam. Maybe the second question is why the eligibility age is 50 years, which is 5 years earlier as compared to SCB and OCBC. That's to Chris, so you can answer it later. Adam, maybe take the first question first. How is Maybank's program different from other banks?
I think we did some research and studies and found our customers look for three things. Health is something that they always look at when they pass 50. They're more concerned about it. Wealth, they need to look into the preservation part of it, how to preserve the wealth for long term, to meet their retirement needs over the long run. And thirdly, they look at lifestyle. Today, our customers are no longer like in the past. They just want to raise their grandkids and stuff like that. What they are looking out for is a lifestyle. They want to travel as much as they can. So our program, distinct against competition, is by hosting a lot more health talks and lifestyle talks so that they look into other aspects of life. And the wealth preservation part, we make sure that we have a complete suite of products and services that can meet that wealth preservation for their retirement.
And the eligibility age is 50. I mean, is 5 years earlier as compared to SCB and OCBC. Mm.
So, I mean, I'm not from Maybank, so I'm not really sure. But okay. I'm just guessing that, you know, a lot of Singaporeans, especially the older generation like me, I mean, I belong to Generation X, right? A lot of people, you know, we think that our retirement age should be somewhere between 55 to 65 years old. But if that's the case, and I think if you start planning at 55, it would be a bit too late. I think it should be a few years before 55. And, you know, the younger generation, the people who are in their 20s, and 30s, they are even thinking about retiring at, say, 45 years old. Mm. Yeah, so I think if we set so-called eligibility age for programs like this to be 55, it might be a bit too late. In fact, we should start much earlier.
Okay, well, why is Maybank only rolling out this program now, Adam?
In actual fact, Maybank focused on the silver generation even before I joined the bank 20 years back. It's just that at that point of time, the level of sophistication is lower. We offer 0.25% higher on the time deposit. Back in 2010, during our 50th anniversary, we launched a Privilege Plus savings account that offer higher interest rate and personal accident insurance coverage. And today, because of the growing sophisticated needs of Singaporeans, we are making it a more comprehensive suite of plan covering lifestyle needs and stuff like that. So that's where I would say we launch it. It's just that we re-emphasize the importance of this segment and why we want to launch it to meet the retirement needs of Singaporeans.
Well, how else can banks help Singaporeans with planning their retirement? Maybe any one of you want to attempt this?
I think banks, and not just banks, I think generally financial institutions in Singapore have done quite a bit over the past few years, especially in terms of products. I mean, there have been a lot of retirement income products that have been rolled out and all that. But the thing about retirement is it's not just about money. If it's just about money, that's the easiest part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not saying that everybody has money to save towards retirement, you know, and all that. But it's the easier part of planning for retirement, you know. But besides money, I always say that there are three other things to have a good retirement. First, one must have purpose. Secondly, the second P, I'll say, is people. And by that, I mean relationship. And the third P is about being physically healthy. Mm. Yeah, and having that purpose means having a meaningful life. I mean, you can have money, but if you go into retirement and you don't have anything to live for, and that's going to be quite sad at retirement.
For sure.
And if you go into retirement, you have no people to retire with you, that's going to be quite sad. And if you are not healthy, that's a problem. I think a lot has been spent on talking about products, talking about, you know, planning the money aspect. But I think as a financial institution ourselves, I think we also need to focus on how do we link money to meaning in life? How do we link money to help people do the things that they want to do? We need to establish that. We need to help people think through, you know, when I retire, actually, what do I really want to do? Yeah, and that thinking actually don't start when you retire. By then, it's too late. The thinking starts as soon as possible, because finding meaningful things to do, establishing relationship, keeping yourself healthy, they don't start after retirement, they start much earlier.
But I think it's very good that you brought this up, because I think a lot of people looking towards retirement may not even think about these things.
That's right. And a lot of times I think that, you know, people plan everything, they delay everything until they retire. Mm. But fact of life is that, you know, I always joke about it and say that we have no contract with God. Mm-hmm. You know, before we retire, we can expire, right? Mm. So actually, finding that meaning in life starts today, so that, you know, I live a meaningful life now. And as by God's grace, I live until into retirement, I continue my meaningful activity. But if I don't and I expire early, at least I live that meaningful life today. I think as a financial institution, we can help clients understand that and establish that.
Something to add, Adam?
Yes, Christopher, exactly spot on. This is exactly what our thought process were. And in one of our recent topic on Lifestyle Talk, we talk about active aging. Mm. We want to create a purpose for our customers. And that is very well received. We have doubled the subscription. I have to expand the number of seminars and workshops just to cater to the growing needs. Mm-hmm. And the other part that Christopher mentioned is about people. And one thing about Maybank, we believe in humanizing financial services. That's why our senior citizens, customers that step into the branches, they feel very well received and well welcome at our branch. And they love us a lot from that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good to hear that. Are banks in Singapore doing enough to kind of help our aging population to specifically retire?
Yes, generally. I mean, banks like Maybank, where he comes from, they are rolling out services and not just products, but they are doing talks, helping clients understand, you know, and issues with end of life. You know, we don't die when we are old, we can die anytime. But it's just that when we are near retirement, we are kind of cognizant of the fact that, you know, we are no longer as healthy as before. Mm. Things such as estate planning, you know, mental incapacity planning, you know, all this becomes very important for a person in retirement.
Do you think most Singaporeans are prepared for retirement? And have most Singaporeans done enough for their retirement?
From the way I look at the statistics back then, 2013, only 55% of Singaporeans above 55 years old have set aside enough for the basic retirement sum. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the basic retirement sum today, it's about 88,000, mm-hmm. and they need to set, and they'll get at 65 years about $790 a month. You think about it, 10 years down the road, is $790 still enough? I personally do not feel so. Mm-hmm. So apart from what we have on CPF scheme itself, Singaporeans need to cater for their own by looking to private savings and investment or insurance to make sure that they have enough for their retirement.
Yeah, I think the older generation, unfortunately, unlike us, you know, they earn a lower income, and also they don't have access to a lot of products from capital markets, you know, and all that. Some years back, CPF Board did a study and they found that, you know, only 5 out of 10 Singaporeans have what we call the basic retirement sum. But by 2020, about 7 out of 10 will have that amount. And today, I mean, a lot of young people, they are more aware, more educated, more financially literate. There are a lot of courses available. Mm. There are even finance community. Well, I don't have statistics to really say that are most Singaporeans ready for retirement, but I think the situation has improved. More and more people are starting to think about this whole issue of, and they don't even call it retirement, they call it financial independence. Mm. Yeah, so I think things are improving, yeah, although, of course, a lot can still be done.
Talking about Singaporeans per se, I mean, how do you think Singaporeans can learn from other countries with regards to their retirement, their plans, their funds, etc.?
Well, you know, in Singapore, even for myself as a certified financial planner, the CFP program teaches a lot about accumulating for retirement. I feel that not enough is spoken with regard to withdrawals in retirement. Mm. And really, withdrawals, you know, learning how to spend or knowing how to spend your money at retirement is a lot more complex as compared to a young person accumulating for retirement. Because when you are retiring, I mean, there are really 5 risks that you face, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the first is longevity risk, second, inflation risk, thirdly, healthcare risk, fourthly, it's investment risk, and last but not least, overspending risk. These are very real for a person in retirement. A lot has been said about accumulation, but not enough for withdrawal. I go to the US almost every year, and they are a lot more advanced there. Mm-hmm. In the US, for example, there is a system which we have adapted back in our firm. We call it the bucketing system, mm-hmm. whereby we want to make sure that the 5 years of your retirement, you actually don't invest. Because if you are invested in a market and this is 2008 and you are retiring this year, you are in trouble.
Your right? Money is stuck.
That's right. So you bucket your monies that you need immediately, you don't invest it, you stay in cash as much as possible. Monies that you don't need immediately, you know, say in the next 20 years, 25 years, because retirement is a long time, then you can be fully invested in the market. Mm-hmm. So this system, I mean, in the US is very common, but we don't talk enough about that in Singapore. I think so a lot can be learned in other countries, especially countries like US, on how we can actually withdraw our money in retirement.
I've recently read a report by Mercer Global Pension Index. What they have shown that the top 2 countries that has a fantastic pension scheme is Netherlands and Denmark. Denmark, I think, came out first. And what they have is a 3-tier kind of pension scheme available for their citizens. So at the very first level is what they call a state pension. So the state of pension set aside for the citizens itself. And the other part is similar to our CPF. It's called a company pension, which is set aside by the companies and the employees in themselves. And the last part of it is what they term as a private insurance or investment savings, so that they have multi-tier of pensions scheme available for their citizens. So this is something that Singapore can probably learn. And in the index itself, Singapore do stand out. We are the number 1 in the Asian context, but we are at number 9 on the global scale. So there's some room that we can improve in that aspect.
Okay, I'd like to thank our 2 gentlemen, Adam Tan, head of branch distribution, Maybank Singapore, and Christopher Tan, CEO of Provident, and executive director of MoneyAlpha, for coming into the studio this morning and telling us a little bit more about retirement and making our plans to kind of relax as we stop working one day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.